This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamba. We're continuing Maseches Nedarim. We're learning Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara asked the following contradiction. We have a Braisa. The Braisa said that if you're mafker your field, you could retract for 3 days. After 3 days, you can't retract. That seems to be going like the Shita of the Rabbanan. Who are the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan say, Hefker is Hefker. When you render something ownerless, it's ownerless. Once you render it ownerless, you should not be able to retract. It's a valid procedure. You should not be able to retract. You don't own it anymore. However, and that's why after 3 days, you can't retract. Why within 3 days could you retract? That's a special din. It's a din de Rabbanan that we allow you to retract within 3 days because of Rama'im, who would be mafgir fakely in order to have an excuse to render their fruits pater from Trumas and Maisres. So this first part of the Braisa seems to be going like the Rabbanim because it doesn't seem to be consistent with Rav Yossi. Why? Rav Yossi holds Hefker is not Hefker. Hefker is in your Rishus until someone comes and takes it. Therefore, you should be able to retract it indefinitely. That's why the Reisha seems to be going like the Rabbanan. However, the Braisa continues, and the Braisa says if you make it Hefker for a limited amount of time, for 1 day, for 1 week, for 1 month, for 1 year, for one Shemitah cycle, then it all depends. If nobody took it, you could always retract. If someone took it, you can't retract. That seems to be going like Rabbi Yossi, that Hefker is in your Rishus until someone takes it. So the simple way to learn the Braisa is, yeah, indeed, the Reish is the Rabban and the Seif is Rabbi Yossi. However, the Gemara, as the Ran explains, feels that it's Milsa de Tmiya to say that one Braisa is Reish Rabban and Seif Rabbi Yossi. Therefore, the Gemara presented two approaches to explain this Braisa. Number one, just like the Reish is the Rabbanan, the Seifa is also the Rabbanan. If the Seifa is the Rabbanan, why could you retract? Isn't Hefker Hefker? The answer is, when you make it Hefker for a certain amount of time, the Lashon of the Gemara is Loishchicha, which the Ran Kaloimars. So what if it's not common? It's not common. Therefore, since it's not common, you didn't mean it like a regular Hefker. You're retaining control. Oh, you're retaining control the same way you're containing control regarding the duration. You're containing control regarding being able to retract. So the way the Ran explains it, the Rabbanon for Hefker for duration is like Rabbi Yossi's Hefker indefinitely. That Hefker for duration, you maintain control and you can retract. That's the approach of Ula. Reish Lakish says no. If the Seifa is Rabbi Yossi, the Seifa is Rabbi Yossi that you could always retract, then the Reisha is also Rabbi Yossi. If the Reisha is Rabbi Yossi, why can't you retract after 3 days? So the Gemara has a chap. Reish Lakish wants to say that really the Seifa, just like the Seifa is Rabbi Yossi, the Reisha is Rabbi Yossi. What's the reason why in the Reisha you are able, you can retract, that you can retract after 3 days? The reason is because since you made it Hefker, we don't want the concept of Hefker to go by the wayside. Because what are we afraid of? We're afraid, in other words, really you could retract after 3 days, but we're afraid that if after 3 days someone takes it, they're going to think, nah, they didn't take it from Hefker. They took it from you, and the proof is you could retract. And if they think they took it from you, they're going to think you're Chayvim Eiser. So therefore, we say you can retract, so people will know it's Hefker, and therefore they'll know it's Pater from Eiser, right? So now, the Gemara has a Kasha. This is where we're up to. The Gemara said, actually we did this. The Gemara asks, so then, even Miyoim Rishain, you shouldn't be able to retract. If we need people to know Hefker is Hefker, then you shouldn't be able to retract even on day one? No. Because of tricksters who don't have in mind a real Hefker, so therefore we leave it the Din Torah that you're allowed to retract so that people will know that it's not a real Hefker. Okay? So now, The Gemara says, Aval da'iraisa loy have a hefker. But really, biblically, it's not a hefker. Meaning, we're now asking on the seifa, the Ran explains. Meaning, mid'iraisa, after 3 days, it's not hefker. After 3 days, it's not hefker. And really, you could retract, right? This is in the world of Rabbi Yossi. Really, after 3 days, it's not hefker. It's not without an owner. You're the owner. And therefore, if it's not hefker, really, it's... If somebody takes it... Really, they should be chayiv and meiser. Let's think about this. The Ran is learning that the Gemara's kasha is going on after 3 days. We're now in the world of Rabbi Yossi. After 3 days, technically speaking, you should be allowed to take it back. It's really not hefker. The only thing is, we're saying that we have to treat it as hefker so people know that it's pater from meiser. Take a look just for a moment on the Ran, two lines from the bottom of Mem Daod Amud Aleph, where Reish Lakish was explaining, since the Seifa is Rabbi Yossi, the Reish is also Rabbi Yossi. Why, after 3 days, why can't you retract? The reason you can't retract is we don't want people to forget the din of Hefker. Because really, Midino according to Rabbi Yossi, after 3 days, you're able to retract. Really, you're able to retract. So what's the reason we say you're not allowed to? Because if we say you're able to retract, the i'amrinon hachi, if we're going to say you could retract asu lemeimar, you're going to come to say the chiloi chazar boy, even if you don't retract, nami, also, v'zacha boy acher, if someone else is zoich in it, he's not getting it from hefker. Because if before he was zoichenet, you could retract, that means it was in your rishus. So then if somebody comes and takes it, they're going to think that they're not taking it from hefker, they're getting a matana, they're going to think you're chayiv in meiser. They're not going to realize that he's actually getting it from hefker. The fact that we need to say you can't retract, because if you're able to retract, then that means it's in your rishus. People are going to think that they're chayiv in meiser. So now the Gemara is asking on this. Because that means really after 3 days, da'iraisa, it's not hefker. What would the halacha be if you rendered it hefker and then you retracted? What would the halacha be if, according to Rabbi Yossi, you made it hefker and then you say, you know what, I don't want it to be hefker, I want to take it back. So then you take it back. Is it chayiv and meiser or is it pater and meiser? Well, now you own it, so it's chayiv and meiser. So that means midairaisa, if you were to retract, it's chayiv and meiser. But we're now saying you're not able to retract it, and therefore it's pater from meiser. So the Gemara says, wait a second. If really it's chayiv in meiser, but the Chachamim say, no, you can't retract, it remains hefker, and it's pater from meiser, then you know what people are going to say? V'dilma asi la'asurei menachiyav alaptur. Don't we have to be worried that people are going to take off meiser from something which is chayiv midairaisa onto something which is pater uminaptur alachiyav, and something which is pater onto something which is chayiv? Meaning, really midairaisa, it's chayiv in meiser. But the Rabbanan come and say, no, you can't retract it, you can't take it back, it's really pater from meiser. Well, this is going to lead to problems. What exactly is the problem? Take a look in the Ran. The Ran says, "V'pachinan avo do'irai solai hava hefker v'dilma osi la'asuri menachi aval aptur." Amikan ve'eloch in yochel achse by parch. We're asking on the part of the Braisa that says that after 3 days you can't retract. Dekamar. Denehi demidina l'Rabbi Yosi yochel achse by. That means me'ikar adin according to Rabbi Yosi, you're able to retract. If you're able to retract, v'lai have a hefker. It's not hefker. That means it's chayiv in meiser. But yet the Rabbanon said no. Tikkun Rabban de l'have a hefker. The Rabbanon say it is hefker. Ubevaday shechayivu v'meiser. They definitely are going to say it's chayiv in meiser. Kiven de meiraisa lo have a hefker. Because when the Rabbanon are going to say that you're able to retract, right? According to Rabbi Yosi, you should be able to retract. But the Rabbanon came along and said, no, you can't retract. Now, when the Rabbanon said you can't retract and it's Hefker, they're not saying it's Pater from Meiser. Why? It's not Hefker Medaraisa. Granted, you could be exempt. Why could you be exempt? Misham the Hefker Bezin Hoya Hefker. You could be exempt because of Hefker Bezin Hefker. Afilu Hachi, Loi Boy Chachamim Lahakel, for Liftar Min HaMaisa. The Rabbanah are not going to come to be lenient and to exempt you from Maisar. Mashu Chayiv Boy Min HaTorah, that which you're Chayiv Midaraisa. Vikivan Jekain, since this is so, Ikalam Echash, we're concerned, Dilma Asila Asurei Min Achiv Alaptur. You might take off from something which is chayiv to something which is pater. What does this mean? The Amar Zoicha Zeh, this guy who Zoicha is going to say, Vadai kiven shezachuni chachomim b'ma shezachisi. Since the chachomim were mezake me in that which I was Zoicha, hefker gomer haya. It's absolute hefker. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yosi, really you could take it back and it's chayiv in Maiser Medaraisa. But somebody who hears the halacha is that the Rabbanan say you can't take it back, and whoever was zoichen it is zoiche, they're going to say, okay, I'm zoichen it. And that means it must have been hefker. And v'chazara de'idach midina lo'iklum. And the retraction of this guy is nothing. Why am I chayiv in meiser? He's going to think he's only chayiv midrabanan v'zeh shechayivuni b'meiser in elam midavreim v'mnegzeres haramam. They're going to think the reason why they're chayiv in meiser is only midrabanan. Sheshamu chazarasai. They're going to think of gezera because of the tricksters who hear about his chazara. V'chashvu shahoysa chazara. They're going to think it's a retraction. Ve'inu klum, it's really nothing. She'ilu kein, because if it was a, they're going to say, that my chiv and meiser is only midrabanan. Who, the Ramoam are going to hear I retracted, and they're going to think it's a good retraction, but really it's not, because She'ilu kein, if the retraction was a good retraction, how is I allowed to be zoichen it from Hefker? So the guy's going to think that there's no question, the fact that he has it and the other guy can't retract means it's Hefker. Okay, once it's Hefker, he's going to think he's really putter from Meiser. The Rabbanon said, you're chayiv? Nah, that's only midrabanon. So you know what he's going to do? He's going to take Meiser from this that he thinks is Pater on something that is actually Pater. For example, Chitin Shigadlo Ba'atzah Shein Anakov, if wheat that grew in a pot that doesn't have a hole in it, V'savruhu, they'll have a Tarvayam Mejabana. He's going to think both are Mejabana. Meaning, here's what we have to be concerned. If the Rabbanon say that you can't retract, people are going to think, in that case, really it's Hefker. I'm koine it from Hefker. And if I'm koine it from Hefker, then really it's Pater from Meiser and it's only Chayiv Midrabanan, he's not going to realize that it's actually Chayiv Midaraisa. And since he's not going to realize, he's going to take from this, which is really Chayiv Midaraisa, to pater something which is only Chayiv Midrabanan. Veleka, Velesa, but he's wrong. Demai de Zochi Bey, that which he's Zoicha, Zoicha Midaraisa. So Mechayiv, that which he's Zoicha, he's Zoicha Midaraisa, and he's Chayiv. Kivan de Chazarase de Mafgir, Mahanya Medina. Really, the retraction of the Mafgir is effective. So if that's the case, I'm not Zoicha from Hefgir. And therefore, when he's taking off Meiser from these fruits, so therefore, this is a problem. Here is the potential pitfall over here. If the Rabbanan are going to say that the retraction after 3 days is not a good retraction, that means midaraisa, it is a good retraction. And the Rabbanan are going to say it's not, that you can't go back. The guy who is koine it, he's going to think, well, if the guy is not retracting, then it must not. It must be hefker, and really, it's pater midaraisa from shumas amaisras. But in reality, it's the guy could retract midaraisa, and it's chayiv in shumas amaisras midaraisa, and this could bring and lead to a great pitfall. And therefore, we should be concerned that this takana of not allowing him to retract. What's the reason he can't retract after 3 days? Because we're afraid that if you retract, people are going to forget Hefker. It could lead to the exact opposite problem. That if we don't allow you to retract, they're going to think that it's Pater Midaraisa from Chumas and Maisrais. So the Gemara says, no, here's how we solve the issue. We solve the issue by telling the guy that it's true he can't retract, but that doesn't mean that you're pater from Chumas and Maisrois, and therefore you could take from this onto something else that's only Chayim Drabanan. All you could do is take off Chuma Maiser from this onto this, Meneu Bey. So that whatever it is, whether it's Chayim Midarais or Chayim Midrabanan, all you're doing is you're taking from this onto this. Says the Gemara, Damrin Olay, we say to him, Kima Asris, when you take off Maiser, Eser Meneu Bey. Take off Maiser Meneu Bey from it onto it. From it onto it. Okay. Let's see the Gemara's next question. Here we go. Meisvei hamafkir es karmai. Somebody who rendered his field hefker v'lashachar amadu b'tzorit. In the morning he went and he harvested the field. So chayiv the peret uva oilois uva shikol v'peah. He's chayiv in peret. What's peret? These are different matanois hoanim. So peret is if you have a cluster of grapes and one or two grapes fall off, or oilois, or if you have a cluster that's not developed, it's not matured. Now, usually we say that hefker paters you from matnas aniyim. But in this case, since you are mafker your own field, these matnas aniyim you're chayev. However, upater min ha-maiser, you're pater from maiser. Let's see the Ran. The Ran says, "Meisvei amafker es karmoi ulashachar amad ubatzrei chayev beperet uva oilos v'shekol v'peya." Mishum da'af agav the hefker pater mikulu, even though hefker is pater from all matnas aniyim kinamrinam ba'alma, like we say in general. Nishmar lemu'utei hefker afil hachi mishum de'bekulu hani ksiv ta'azov yisera. Because in all of these, peret, oilos, shikha, and peya, it says ta'azov an extra time. Your chayiv, wherever he himself was machzik in it. V'hachi isa b'perka goizel. U'pater min ha-maser. You're pater from maser. Dekivan deloiksev v'maser ta'azoiv. See, it only says ta'azoiv by parat oilos shiklam peah, to say that when you're mafkir yourself, you're chayev. But by maaser, where it doesn't say ta'azoiv, it doesn't matter whether you're mafkirit or if someone else is mafkirit. So here it's saying, you're mafkir your karmoi, and then you harvest it, you're pater from maaser. So does this work out according to everyone? Let's see if this works out according to Ula. Let's see if this works out according to Reish Lakish. Bishlama l'Ula. I understand according to Ula that if a guy made his Karem Hefker and then took it back, I understand why you're putter. Now let's just explain. Ula learned that the Braisa that we learned originally was going like the Rabbanan. In the Reisha, the halacha is after 3 days, you can take it back, which is the halacha according to the Rabbanan. But if you render it a time, if you only are mafkir for a certain amount of time, you could take it back. So according to Ula, he says the Braisa is Rabbanan. The Rabbanan katanila, Uda'i Raisa katanila. So then this Braisa could also be the Rabbanan. And I, according to the Rabbanan, we said that you could take back Hefker at least for 3 days. That's only Midrabbanan. But Midai Raisa, you can take it back. Midai Raisa, you can never take it back. So you could say this Braisa and that Braisa is Rabbanan. This Braisa that says that you can take it back is Midai Raisa. And the other Braisa is talking about Midrabbanan, where within 3 days, the halacha is, you could take it back, so you have to give Maaser. In other words, you could say both Braises are going according to Rabbanan. I, according to the Rabbanan, you're allowed to take it back within 3 days, which means you're chayev. That's Midrabbanan, and this Braise is saying Midai Raisa, and everything is hunky-dory. Look in the Ran. Bishlamal ula drabanan katanila uda iraisa katanila kalaimar. Diafa gav the tikkun rabanan de toich shloisha yachal achserboy. Even though the rabanan said within 3 you could go back, which means it's not a good hefker. Vikivan shekain, therefore, kizacha bahu mechaye b'maiser midrabanan. Therefore, when he is zoicha in it, so really, he should be chayv in maaser midrabanan, because it's not, if he's able to take it back, it's not a good hefker. So why over here are you patar? When that brisa goes according to them, shaper goes well. The patar, the kamar, the patar that it says in our brisa midar raisa katani was tom midar raisa. Ava midrabanan in a chanami de mechayev. But now the question is, Ela l'Reish Lakish. But according to Reish Lakish says the Braisa is Rabbi Yossi. The Braisa is Rabbi Yossi. That's why in the Seifa, the Halacha is, you could always retract. What's Pshat in the Reisha? You can't retract. We have a special reason you can't retract. According to Reish Lakish, that the Braisa, the first Braisa was going according to Rabbi Yossi. So if this Braisa is Rabbi Yossi, then I might pater min a Maaser. According to Rabbi Yossi, why you pater from Maaser? It's not Hefker. It's not Hefker, since you could always take it back. Especially if the guy himself took it, so then he was Chayzer. In other words, according to Rabbi Yossi, if you don't take it back, it's pater from Maaser, but if you do take it back, it's chayev, because you retracted. If that's the case, why are you pater from Maaser over here? Elo Reish Lakish, am I pater from Maaser?
Look in the Ran. Ela the Reish Lakish, the Mukum Lali Idak Rab Yoisi, Hach Hechi Evsher de Tesa Libe. How could this price go according to Rab Yoisi? The Hala Rab Yoisi, Kiman the Amar de Mafker, since you're saying that he's Mafker, since Rab Yoisi says the Mafker Yachal Achsar, but a Mafker could retract, Midina Ad the Osir Shazoicha, until it comes to the possession of someone who is Zoicha, Kishahishkim Zeh, when this guy got up early, who butts through and he harvests his own field. So he's retracting. Am I potter? Why is he potter? The kibun d'loy parish who is zoicha by min hefker. He never explicitly said he's taking it from hefker. So we should say he's retracting his hefker. Name of the mahadir kahadar bay. We should assume he's retracting the hefker. V'nimtza shemi shaloi batzar. So it comes out he's harvesting his own. V'loy min hefker. He's not taking it from hefker. It's true, Rabbi Yossi holds that you could take back your own hefker. That's if you enunciate and articulate, that's what you're doing. When you harvest stam, since you could retract, he's harvesting his own. So, according to Reish Lakish, that the first b'risa is Rabbi Yossi, this b'risa should also be Rabbi Yossi. This b'risa is Rabbi Yossi, but if the guy came and he harvested his own hefker, that means he's retracting, you should be chayv and meiser. So, what would Rabbi Yossi answer? What would Reish Lakish answer? Amalacha, Reish Lakish would say to you, Mi Amri Anol Rabbi Yossi. When I said it, it was according to Rabbi Yossi. When I explained Braisa number one, it was according to Rabbi Yossi. However, this Braisa that says when you're koina it, you're putter from Meiser, that's going according to Rabbanon. That Meiser is Meiser and you can't retract. Ha Rabbanon, this is Rabbanon, says Leran, Amar Lecha, Ki Amri Anol Rabbi Yossi, Ha Rabbanon, He Kalermed, Din Hidi Idach, Braisa, Mukimla. Meaning to say, it's true the other braisa he's established in Kulak Rabbi Yossi, but Al Karchach Ha Rabbanon, it has to be this braisa is Rabbanon, V'loi Rabbi Yossi, and can't be like Rabbi Yossi. Okay, Rabbi Yossi, that is Daf Mem Daled. Not so easy, especially the question of a Dilma Asil Asure Menachiv Alaptor. But the rest of the Amud is clear. Okay, Rabbi Yossi, have a wonderful night. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Shkoyach. Kol tov.
Thank you, Rav. Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.